This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Nick. I've written in a couple of stories to you before, but I have never called in, so I thought it was probably time to do that. I'm really bad at talking, like, on the phone and stuff, so I'm sorry. This is gonna be really weird, and I'm probably going to say, like, 5,000 times. Also, I'm doing laundry, so if you hear weird noises in the background, it's probably just my crappy washing machine, and I am sorry. Okay, so I'm going to begin now. I haven't written anything into you guys for a while. I've been, you know, life and everything. But something really weird happened to me yesterday, and I decided I should probably share it with you because I have no idea what the hell happened. And if you've read or listened to any of my stories, then you should be fully aware that I am no stranger to strange things. So if I think that this is, like, super, super weird, it's super, super weird. Anyway, I'm gonna stop telling you that it's super weird, and I'm going to prove it, I guess. Okay, so, just a little backstory, just so this all kind of makes sense. When I was a kid, I was, like, really in love with ancient Egypt, like, the artifacts and, like, mummies and the hieroglyphs, everything. It was just so amazing to me. It's actually how my mom made me read books, because I hated reading, which is hilarious because now I want to write books. But when I was a kid, I hated reading, but I liked to watch TV. And with my mom, she was okay with us watching, you know, as much TV as we want, as long as it's educational. So I would watch some cartoons, just like any other kid, because, you know, I'm not special. All kids love cartoons. But because my mom would only let us watch so many cartoons, and the rest of it had to be educational. So I watched a lot of National Geographic and Animal Planet and just, you know, documentaries. Stuff that most kids my age would find really boring. And I'm pretty sure that's how I found out about ancient Egypt in the first place. I honestly have no idea, because I was a kid, and as far back as I can remember, I was in love with ancient Egypt. There's no, like, light bulb moment for me that I can recall. But the love for it is, it goes very far back, and it was deep and intense. I even had a pet chicken who I named Tutankhamun. Yeah, it's weird. I know, it's so weird. I was weird. Anyways, so, like I said, I want to write books now that I'm an adult in the adult world. So, recently I have been working on a collection of short stories that I one day want to turn into a novel, and the main character of, well, one of two main characters. I'm not going to tell you too much about the story. You don't need to know about that. But she is of ancient Egyptian origin. So I was, you know, delving back into my old childhood passion. And I was, like, studying cartouches, and I was listening to the soundtrack from the Mummy movie, not the new one, the good one from back in, like, the 90s. That was my jam back in the day. It's still my jam. Anyways, so I was just immersing myself into the culture again, which is something I haven't really, like, done to this extreme since I was a kid. So I found this album on Spotify. I'll see if I can find one of the songs I was listening to. I don't remember exactly which song it was, but the ancient Egyptians were crazy, and they documented everything, and they had pieces of music. Like, there's so much, because it's just amazing. And that was so articulate. I'm sorry. Anyway, so now, you know, since we've, like, learned how to read hieroglyphs and everything, we can, like, recreate this music that they were listening to, because there's, like, you know, composed pieces that we can play and recreate. And this album was, you know, actual music, like, played on the instruments that they used to play it on. So it was, I'm not sure if it had anything to do with it, but I feel like it might have been a contributing factor. I'm probably getting ahead of myself. Anyway, so I was listening to this album and, you know, just minding my own business, and I was making a cartouche for my character. Now, cartouches are hieroglyphs, but they're in this kind of circle box thing, and if something's in a cartouche, then that means it's a name. So, if there's, like, a cartouche on something, it's either, like, dedicated to this person, or it is, like, saying it was built by this person. Anyway, so I wanted to make a cartouche of my character. So I was studying hieroglyphs again and, like, trying to write them again, which is so hard. So I was, you know, kind of just in my own brain, just doing my own thing. And my house is awful. Like, the power trips at least once every 2 weeks, because, you know, it's just really old, and there's crappy old wiring, and it's a mess. But the power went out, which might really freak out a bunch of people, but it happens to me all the time, so it's kind of just like, ugh. Now I have to get up, and I have to go and turn the power back on. What an inconvenience. So I put down what I was doing, and I was still, like, listening to this music, because I was listening to it on my phone while I was drawing this cartouche. And so I get up and I leave the living room, and I have to, like, walk through the kitchen to go out into the garage where the power box is. And, like, I know this house like the back of my hand. I'm living with my parents right now for reasons I won't get into, because it is a long story, but I know this house. Like, I grew up in this house. So, you know, it's not like I needed the light, but I went into the kitchen, and there's a window that usually lets light from, like, the streetlight in. It was, like, maybe 9 or 10 at night, so it was dark outside. And there's just this massive shadow just hanging out. So I was like, whoa, what is that? And like I said, I know this house. And yeah, there are spirits here, but I know them. I've spoken to them and I've seen them. And, you know, it's not like a big surprising thing in this house anymore. But this was something new. Like, I'd never seen a shadow like that, and it was huge. Like, it looks like a man, but with a really, really big head. So I was really confused and kind of startled, because usually I don't, you know, see them as shadows. Usually it's different. But when I say this thing was huge, I mean it was like maybe 8 feet tall. And so I just froze and I kind of stared at it, kind of just like, what is going on? And then it like turned to look at me, and I realized something was wrong with its head. Like, I thought its head might just be big because it had huge hair. Maybe it was like Andre the Giant with an afro or something. So I didn't know what to think. But then it like turned, and its profile was not human. Like, the body looked human, which was really weird, despite the fact that it was huge. And then its head wasn't human. So the first thing I'm thinking is, oh my god, this is a demon. I'm dead. Well, not that I'm dead. I mean, I've seen demons before, but this was weird. It was new. And it started to kind of walk over to me. Like, I couldn't hear it, but it, like, moved towards me. I don't know if its feet were moving. I don't even know if it had feet. I wasn't really paying attention to that. I was too busy focusing on its big head. And it starts, like, coming over to me. And I just start hearing these, like, I think it was speaking to me, but I didn't know what it was saying. Like, I didn't recognize the words, but I could, like, I understood them in my head somehow, which is weird. And I kept feeling like it was telling me to bow. And I was just like, dude, I don't bow to demons, so this isn't happening, because I still thought it was like a demon or something. And I just kind of shook my head and backed up, and I'm just like, nope. And it keeps like coming towards me, and I keep feeling like it's telling me to bow. And I'm just like, nope, mm-mm, no, 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 no. So I was so freaked out. And then it like got to me, and it was like we had a staring contest. And I honestly don't know how long I was there, like, looking at this thing. But it felt like it was forever. But it realistically was probably only a couple of minutes. So I'm sitting there just thinking that I'm going to die. And then all of a sudden, like, it was like something whacked me right behind my knees really hard with a really big stick. And so my knees gave way, and I ended up on my hands and knees, just kind of really confused, because, you know, it wasn't my knees giving way. I would have felt that. It was like something had slapped me back there. Like, I could still feel it stinging, and it was just really scary. So I'm on my hands and knees at this point, and I feel something like put pressure on my lower back to try and like force me down. And just kind of defensively, not even thinking about it, I kind of like, I do yoga sometimes, so I just, my first instinct was go into child's pose. Then this thing isn't going to touch you anymore. So I like went into child's pose, and, you know, I put my butt down, and my head was like on the floor. My arms were kind of stretched out. And at first I'm just like, oh crap, this might be considered bowing. So I wanted to get up, but I felt like I shouldn't. And like, all the dark and angry kind of energy I felt coming off of the thing sort of dissipated, and it felt more content after I had gone down like that. And I felt something brushing at my hair, like someone was rubbing my head and like brushing my hair off my face. Kind of like, you know, if you're like proud and happy with your kid, you'll like rub your hand over their head and it's just like, good job. It felt kind of like that. And I am shaking and I'm too afraid to move. And it is dark the whole time. And maybe it just seemed so dark because my eyes were shut. I don't remember if my eyes were shut or if they were open at this point, because I was too concerned with my impending death. And after that, you know, it was just like a light went off and all of a sudden it wasn't dark anymore. And my mom was there, which was weird because I didn't hear her come in. The lights in the house weren't off anymore. And I'm just sitting there in the middle of the doorway from the kitchen to the living room in child's pose on the floor. And it's not that unusual. Like, I do yoga in weird places. Like, I do yoga in the kitchen sometimes. But I try to keep the walkways clear just because, you know, that's considerate. And my mom was kind of like, what are you doing on the floor in the middle of the walkway? You are blocking my way. Move. So I got up and it was like, I don't know, it felt like it hadn't happened. And it was so weird. And I don't know if it was like a vision or if it actually happened. It felt like it actually happened. So I think it did. But I don't know what that was. And anyway, maybe you guys have some insight or something. But I don't know. It was just super weird. But anyway, I love your guys' podcast. I listen to it all the time. All day. Day. Not every day. Sometimes every day. But you guys help me get through my work, because my work is very boring. I will not deny that. But, yeah. It's basically Labor Day weekend when I am doing this. So, happy Labor Day. It's probably not going to be Labor Day when you listen to this. But happy Labor Day anyway. So, yeah. That's it. Maybe I will call in again some other time, but until then, stay classy, San Diego. That was stupid. Anyway, bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.